around the globe, it's time for your RM World Travel Connection with Robert and Mary Carey and Rudy Maxa on the SSI Radio Network.
Let's buckle up as the show begins. Rome, well, I take you around this great big world.
Connect with the show anytime at rmworldtravel.com or on social media at RM World Travel. And now, welcome to America's number one travel radio show.
Well, we are back from the Beehive State, and it is great to be broadcasting live once again to all of you across the USA. Welcome aboard America's number one travel radio show, everyone. It is just after 10 a.m. Eastern Time. It is Saturday, April 18th, 2026. And from coast to coast, border to border, and around the world on TuneIn, well, what a show we have coming for you over these next 120 minutes. I'll begin as we ended our last show together. And again, say thanks to everyone involved in the big Let's Go America Tour Park City, and including the team there at Hilton Grand Vacations and Sunrise Lodge. The response to this latest trip, again, it's been outstanding. Thank you, everybody. And later in hour two, Mary and I will be answering some of the questions that you've sent into us. So good morning, Mary. Nice to be back.
Yeah, it is always good to be home. However, Utah, what a fantastic state. Exceeded my expectations. You've been there before. It was the first time for me. I'm already thinking about when we can go back and explore southern Utah and at least hit maybe three out of those mighty five parks. But for any of you who have not yet seen it, a full and detailed recap is now posted on our show website. It's under the Let's Go America Tour section right there on the homepage. And it's got a lot of photos, listener comments. If you haven't heard the show audio, if you missed it last week, you can catch it now there. And so go check it out sometime today or maybe this weekend.
Yeah, it's very detailed, as we just
said. It's a nice picture of the state,
and,
I think.
We will go back and see the southern portion of the state at some point.
Beautiful state. So.
Rudy, how are you doing today there in St. Paul, Minnesota?
Oh, just fine. Summer was here 2 days ago. On Thursday, it was 80 degrees. And last night, it was, what is it right now? On Saturday morning, as we broadcast live, it's 31 degrees, but feels like 14 degrees. You know, spring is struggling to get into here, into the upper Midwest. But
do you want a good laugh this morning?
Did I what?
You want a good laugh?
I'd love a good laugh.
Okay. So, you know, we planned the big Let's Go America Tour Park City to go towards the end of the ski season, right? Because we figured it'd be a fun way, get those last few runs in. Mary and I were looking forward to that. And then we got out there, and, of course, they had no snow. We had to drive about an hour to find the snow. And this week, though, Park City had snow. So clearly we were off by a week. So whoever was planning our travels did not coordinate that with Mother Nature.
No. I mean, it certainly gave us a taste of the state, or particularly that area of the state.
That I'd like to say it that
it's
way.
It's fun, and there's a lot to do in nice weather. But, yeah, I would have loved to have gone down a couple of runs. Yeah. We'll have to go back, Robert.
But, Rudy, it is the unpredictability of travel is my point. That's where I'm going with that with you.
I know. I feel sorry for folks who, like, maybe only travel once a year or once every couple of years, and they hit just a spate of bad weather or unexpected weather for what they've been dreaming about. And I feel, that's so sad.
Yeah,
it is.
I agree.
Bobby, what's a good word from the Network Command Center in Dallas?
We had the summer changeover, too, where we had it for a couple days, and now it's cold and rainy this morning, 50 and dreary. But I don't mind that on a weekend sometimes.
So, Bobby, I was looking just before the show, and this is something that the New York Yankees, you know, our team that Mary and I root for here, your Texas Rangers, and Rudy's Minnesota Twins, which Rudy doesn't root for them, perhaps, but he happens to in his
I don't
city.
Root against them.
Exactly. They're all 11-9 today. They're all 11-9.
It was meant to be that way so that we can all feel equal to each other.
We are today. Today we have equality on the show.
That's good. I guess that's not a great stat, right? I was going to say you play it in the lottery, but you don't like that 11-9, do you?
It's great for us.
No,
it's not as great for y'all.
When we started off 7-1, I don't like 11-9.
Yeah, not good.
All right.
Well, before we move to the travel news roundtable, we have two things we want to get to first. One of them is to let you know that all new travel polls are up on our show website, and that's rmworldtravel.com. Question one, who makes the travel decisions most in your house? And you have plenty of options to choose from. Question two, what's your favorite road trip game? And again, there are a number of options for you to choose
Can I tell you,
from.
I just happened to look as well. Early results, very surprising to me on that. So people, you got to get out there and vote in these. And by the way, you know, we want you to go vote, and we're going to be sharing the results next week. And the second thing, because Mary did say there were two things there, you know, that I want to point out to all of you tuned in since Mary mentioned it, right? Think of this as insider information, legal form of insider information, by the way, that will get you to the front front of the line. You know, so, you know, when you go to the show website to vote in the current travel polls, you're going to see a special banner that was just put up yesterday, just above the polls and below the photo of Mary, Rudy, and me. And we're going to be talking in detail about this next week here on the show, but it involves traveling with us in 2027 aboard Regent Seven Seas Splendor. So we're already talking about 2026, but here's 2027 coming. This is the tease for you to go check out today and get early access to get yourself aboard with us. So I'll leave it there. That's enough of my tease. Now we're going to move to the Travel News Roundtable. I got a lot, a lot of directions we could go. First thing I'm just going to say, you know, in a world that we live in that seems to focus on the negative rather than the positive, you know, we strive to be the antithesis here on the show. And in a story that I doubt you're going to find in other forms of national media, actually, we got to congratulate Florida's Governor Ron DeSantis. And why am I saying that? Well, this week he announced that Florida's Everglades Restoration Project is on track to be completed 5 years ahead of schedule. Okay, when was the last time you heard government 5 years ahead of anything? All right, so that's I got to applaud that. And basically he said, you know, this week that he was proud to announce all federally funded contracts have been executed to expedite completion of the EAA, that's what they're calling it, the Everglades Restoration Project. It's the reservoir there by 2029, 5 years ahead of the original schedule, tripling the water capacity. The milestone brings us a step closer to delivering on our commitment to restoring the Everglades. We've been able to cut through the red tape with the Trump administration and federal government with an all-hands-on-deck approach. So love it. So, Mary?
All right. So Philadelphia, Norwegian Cruise Line, the parent company owns Regent and Oceana, who we're partnered with. But NCL is now the first cruise line to sail from the city of brotherly love, that's Philadelphia, in 15 years. The launch comes after a decades-long effort to revive cruise service in the industry. This is a big deal for the Mid-Atlantic area that they can just cruise right out of Philly if they want to go to the Caribbean. There's about 40 cruises. They'll be cruising out of there this summer. They're also building a new terminal, which should be opening this summer.
NCL. Yeah, Philadelphia. NCL. Brother of love. Brotherly love.
Yeah.
Rudy, what do you got?
Well, you know, airlines have been slicing and dicing their ticket categories and also their seating. You know, there used to be coach and there was first class. Then there was coach and business and first class. Then there was coach, premium coach, business, first class. Now Delta and United have got a whole new thing. They're giving you first class, or, well, front of the plane, let's put it that way. They may call it business class, a discounted business class where you don't get to choose your seat and you don't get to go to the highest club of United. You've got to go, but you get to go the regular one. Delta's, you know, Delta's giving you standard premium, extra leg room economy. So it's even more than what they have now, but your seat one time, and after check-in, paid fares only, Sky Club only with credentials, and you get an earlier boarding zone, 3 instead of 8.
Rudy,
it's confusing.
Too much red tape
it's designed
to get on a plane.
What do you say, Mary, you want all the time? Just
get me there safely, point A to point B, although I would like better food.
Yeah, well, we'll talk about that later. Yeah, because it's a PTP day on the show.
But that's
all right,
ridiculous.
Folks, I'm going to ask you a question. How do you add an exclamation point to a successful big Let's Go America tour in Utah? Well, when we return from this quick sponsors break, the Chief Travel Leader conversation will give us that opportunity. Utah resident and Breeze Airways CEO David Neilman checks in. We're back in 180 seconds.
As we take a brief sponsors break, now's a good time to check us out on Facebook, Instagram, X, or LinkedIn at RM World Travel. We're coming right back.
Regent Seven Seas Cruises delivers the most all-inclusive luxury experience at sea with unlimited shore excursions that are always included at no charge. The quality of entertainment and enrichment experiences they offer on board are outstanding. There's anytime access to the spa facilities, exquisite dining including all specialty restaurants at no additional charge, plus free Wi-Fi, free valet service, free unlimited beverages of all types, and so much more. For more info, go to rssc.com/rmworldtravel, or you know what to do, folks. Go to rmworldtravel.com, just look under sponsors, and go experience the world. Hey everyone, Robert here to share some important information with you. Listen, whenever or wherever you travel, we want you to be protected like we are at travelguard.com/carry. Don't put your finances, personal well-being, or your time at risk. Travel safe, travel smart, travelguard.com/carry. It's cents on the dollar compared to what travel costs, plus you'll have a skilled team available to you 24/7 to pretty much take care of any situation you you encounter. Check them out and get protected before you head out at TravelGuard.com/carry. Or as always, just go to RMWorldTravel.com, look under sponsors.
As America turns 250, we're not just looking back, we're going across mountains and music cities, monuments and main streets, because America isn't just something to remember, it's something to experience. Colette has been guiding travelers across the U.S. for over a century. Their tours celebrate the landscapes, the locals, and the legends that make America unforgettable. So if you're ready to go, go with the people who know it best. Visit GoColette.com/United States. That's GoColette.com/United States. Or find that link at REmeraldTravel.com under sponsors.
Hey everyone, Robert Mary here saying wherever travel takes you, fuel your wanderlust with more ways to get away.
Featuring a proud legacy with distinctive Hilton service, Hilton Grand Vacations provides premier travel experiences that deliver lasting vacation memories. With 200 plus resorts around the U.S. and internationally, they provide spacious upscale accommodations with home-like features and resort-style amenities.
Find more information and go earn your Hilton Honors points at HiltonGrandVacations.com. Or as always, as a show listener, you know what to do, folks. Go to RMWorldTravel.com. Just look under sponsors.
Happy travels, everyone.
Got a question or comment? Need savvy travel advice? Connect with Robert and Mary and our show team anytime on Facebook, Instagram, LinkedIn, and X at RM World Travel. Now, back to award-winning RM World Travel.
As Mary and I welcome all of you back to the New York City area with us, and we get ready to head to our show hotline for the first time today. Coming off our Utah travels and live remote out there last week, we're going to incorporate some of that into an extended Chief Travel Leader conversation as we reconnect with David Neilman. But first, this portion of the program, well, we're sponsored by Regent Seven Seas Cruises.
We partnered with Regent because they deliver the most all-inclusive luxury experience at sea with unlimited shore excursions, always included at no charge, anytime access to the spa facilities, exquisite dining, including all specialty restaurants at no added cost. Plus, they offer free Wi-Fi, free valet laundry service. That's a huge perk. Free unlimited beverages of all types and a lot more.
Yeah, this is top-notch, ultra-luxury cruising, folks. Next week, we're going to be talking about our 2027 travel plans for you. There's already something up on our website, actually, for you to go check out. But if you want to come travel with us aboard their new Seven Seas Grandeur this October for the big Let's Go America tour in the Southern Med, the ship is nearly sold out, but they are offering an extra special deal to get it completely sold out. Go get your deposit made today and then come join us as we travel for 12 days from Malta to Sicily, Lower Italy. We're going to Dubrovnik, Kotor, Katakolone, Santorini, and Athens in Greece, plus Istanbul and Ephesus. The dates are October 20th through November 1st this year, which means we'll all celebrate Halloween this year in Greece, and we'll also broadcast our October 31st show from there as well. Find more information at rmworldtravel.com. Just click on the 2026 show fan cruise atop the homepage.
Today's Chief Travel Leader conversation features David Neilman. He's currently the founder and CEO of Breeze Airways. He's also the founder of JetBlue Airways with a long career in aviation.
David, nice to reconnect with you on this April 18th broadcast. Mary and I welcome you back to America's number one travel radio show.
Thank you. It's always great to be on your show.
Well, thank you very much for that. So, you know, there's a lot that we want to discuss with you with regards to Breeze Airways, but since Mary and I are just back from spending a week in Utah, that's where I'm going to start off today. Last week at this time, we were broadcasting live from the Beehive State. We had such a terrific response from our show fans across the country to the big Let's Go America Tour Park City. Despite the lack of snow in early spring that's happening out there, we had a good time and experienced so many different sides of the area. I know you were born in Brazil to American parents, but you moved to Utah as a young boy, and you still have a home and family there, and we're reaching you there today. And you've headquartered Breeze Airways in Salt Lake City. So what are some of the things that you really love about Utah and you enjoy sharing with others?
Oh, man, there's so many things about Utah that are just fantastic. You know, you can start with the weather. I love the four seasons. We live, you know, my wife and I live up in Deer Valley, just next to Park City there, and we can ski in, ski out of our house. You know, people say in that area, you come for the winter, but stay for the summers. And summers are glorious. Falls are glorious. Spring is beautiful. So, yeah, the weather is great. It's just a great state to do business in as well. You know, if you look at as far as all the rankings of states, as far as business-friendly places that people are most desirable places of states to live, the healthiest state. Utah just ranks at the top of almost every single survey. And so, yeah, it is a wonderful place. I mean, the only challenge a little bit is that it's so desirable. We've had so many people that have come to Utah that real estate values are a little bit inflated.
Yeah,
and so that's a little bit of a challenge. But the trade-offs are well worth it.
Beautiful state. It was my first time to Utah, and I'm already planning to go back. It's just beautiful. I'd like to see the southern portion because we spent a lot of time in Park City and Provo. But so I want to go this direction.
One thing I just want to say about the thing that's so stunning about Utah, and it's hard. When you live here, you don't really even know it, but I'm sure I'd like to hear your reaction. When you get off that airplane, you know, our headquarters sit right at the foot of the Wasatch Range here, mm-hmm. and being able to just see those mountains right so close to the city, you don't get that if you go to Denver. You don't get that anywhere. You really just get it in Salt Lake, and of course, then you have all these ski resorts that are so close to downtown Salt Lake.
So I've been
golf in the you can ski in the morning and golf in the afternoon.
You can exactly.
I love Colorado. I love Idaho. I've flown into both of those states. But if you saw my photo reel on my phone for all of the photos, I had the window seat flying into Salt Lake City. You are 100% correct. There is nothing like flying into Salt Lake City. That it just and the city itself.
Not to mention that airport.
Everywhere
a phenomenal
you look,
airport.
The airport's great. Yeah. It's so we could spend the whole 10 minutes talking to Utah with you.
Well, we got to talk Breeze Airways.
Yeah. So let's talk a little bit about Breeze. So although we knew you back when you were chairman and CEO of JetBlue, I do recall when you joined us back in, I believe it was 2021, and you were talking to us about starting Breeze Airways and what your vision was to build a premium, affordable, nonstop air service that served a number of secondary markets in our country. And of course, you are a nice airline as well. But today, Breeze is flying to other markets. You're actually flying to Newark here in the New York City area. That was my home airport that I grew up with in New Jersey. L.A., Dallas-Fort Worth, San Francisco, Washington, D.C., Dulles, Tampa, Orlando, New Orleans. These are not secondary markets. I'm really curious if your ambitions are evolving for Breeze Airways.
No, you know, it's actually more than a secondary or primary market. So Allegiant flies to Sanford. In Orlando, we serve MCO. They go to St. Pete. We go to TPA, Tampa International. So it's really what's more important to us. Not if it's a secondary or primary airport. It's just who flies on that route and is there any nonstop service. So we really focus on routes that we have no nonstop competition. So out of Raleigh, for example, we serve 40 different destinations. And I think the next closest airline serves 23. So it's really that, you could list off a bunch of cities like San Francisco and LAX and all that. But what are the nonstop routes that we serve from there? And does anybody compete with us? And about 85% of the time, the answer is no. And about 30 of our announced 89 cities, we have more nonstop destinations. It's 30 out of the 89 than any other airline.
Well, I want to talk.
That's huge.
I want to talk
that's
a little
huge.
Bit about that with you, David.
Yeah.
Because all right, since you were first on with us, as Mary said, in 2021, and I know you've been. This is your fourth appearance on the show. This program actually has added about 140 more AM and FM stations across the country. We're now heard on 620 every state in the country. So our growth is, clear, and people can see and hear that. But the growth of Breeze Airways has been also extremely impressive. In fact, if we had a chart map in the front of us right now, we really only need one symbol on. It's just an arrow pointing straight up. I believe you're now serving, as you just said, got 300 or so nonstop routes. I had 90 cities, but 89, that I guess I just rounded that getting ready for the show today. But, we've seen some interesting international growth from Breeze as well since you last joined us, including Jamaica and Costa Rica. Mary and I were there with the show back in January this year. So give folks an overview of operations today.
It's good. International is really, really great, and it's important. It's not a big part of our business. It will become bigger because we don't really have a package division. But, back to the original concept, are there nonstop flights to Punta Cana from Raleigh, for example? And I just got back from Punta Cana last weekend. My wife and I were celebrating a wedding anniversary. So great place, wonderful place. And if you can get there nonstop without making a connection, then it really works. People just say, I'm going to go there. And what's really good about the international is that when we pick a market, if there's 15 PDUs in the market, 10 to 15, we can make it work. And that's why there's thousands of routes that are available to us. And so we do it like sometimes two times a week, sometimes four times a week. Some markets we have daily, and other markets we serve three times a day. Mm-hmm. It just depends on the market. But Saturdays and Wednesdays are kind of the day that we don't have as much demand. Thursdays, Fridays, Sundays, Mondays are better. We kind of do put the fleet down and do maintenance on Tuesdays. So we usually do these international flights on Saturdays and Wednesdays, because if you're going to Punta Cana for a week in an all-inclusive resort, going Saturday to Saturday is the best day to go. So it really supplements what we do domestically, and it helps helps us fly on those what would be normally an off-peak day. Like on a Saturday, it makes it really a peak day.
And I know we've talked in the past, you've invested heavily in the Airbus A220s. I mean, how many are in the fleet at this point?
How many aircraft?
Yeah.
Yeah, we're kind of phasing out our Embraer jets,
right,
that will be phased out by September, and adding the 220. So by the end of this year, we have about 50 220s now, and by the end of the year, that number will be about 65.
That's a big number. All right, well, so David, listen, we're going to come up on a hard break in just a couple minutes, and Bobby's going to take over from the Network Center down there in Dallas, and since we still have some other things that we want to discuss with you, we're going to ask you to stay right with us. We're going to go into the C block with you next. That'll be about 6 minutes more, so can you stay with us for the next segment?
Absolutely.
Okay, so we appreciate that. Thank you very much. Mary, you're looking at the clock right now. We do need
just
to go to break.
Just a few seconds left.
All right, so folks, as we get ready for this bottom of the hour break, our chief travel leader conversation continues. RJ is going to join the show in about 10 minutes for today's open road. I think he's going to talk about rental cars at airports. The destination spotlight is 20 minutes away. Today's a preferred travel panel day on the program. That's going to kick off hour two. And Mary and I will also answer many of the emails, or at least as many as we can, that we've received about Utah in the J Block. We'll be right back.
Today's edition of RM World Travel will be right back. And you can always stay connected with the program at rmworldtravel.com.
Hey, everyone. Robert here to share some important information with you. Listen, whenever or wherever you travel, we want you to be protected like we are at travelguard.com/carry. Don't put your finances, personal well-being, or your time at risk. Travel safe, travel smart, travelguard.com/carry. It's cents on the dollar compared to what travel costs. Plus, you'll have a skilled team available to you 24/7 to pretty much take care of any situation you encounter. Check them out and get protected before you head out at travelguard.com/carry, or as always, just go to rmworldtravel.com, look under sponsors.
We love the Helix Sleep mattresses, and there's a spring savings event happening this month at helixsleep.com/carry with 20% off site-wide. If your spine needs extra TLC, then you need a Helix mattress. Each Helix mattress is designed for specific sleep positions and comfort, and they let you try it for 120 nights risk-free. Take the 2-minute Helix Sleep quiz to get matched with the perfect mattress. Head to helixsleep.com/carry to save 20% off site-wide plus free shipping, or find that link at rmworldtravel.com and look under sponsors.
To connect with the program anytime, visit us online at rmworldtravel.com.
Sometimes we all need a vacation, a celebration to bring us together now. America's number one travel radio show.
Welcome back to your RM World Travel Connection.
We do indeed welcome all of you back, everyone, as today's Chief Travel Leader conversation continues for the C Block. Breeze Airways founder and CEO David Neelman is here with us on the show hotline.
He is indeed, David. Thanks for staying with us. So prior to the show today, I was doing a little show prep, and I saw a social media post that your team put out, and it caught my eye. It said, the question was, is Breeze Airways good? And the answer was, we'll let the awards do the talking. And it listed Breeze, recognized as best major airline in North America for 2026 by Apex. Apex is the Airline Passenger Experience Association. Best cabin service for 2025 by Apex. Travel and Leisure has ranked you a top four best domestic airline four consecutive years. For an airline that's just 5 years old this year, it says a lot that you're winning these kind of awards. That must be benefiting your team in terms of morale and customer loyalty.
It sure is, Mary. We and our NPS scores, our internal surveying of our guests show that as well, that we have the highest NPS scores I've ever seen. And you know, obviously we've got a big push on to be on the number one on-time airline, and we were in the fourth quarter. So it's important to people. But really what the most important thing is just completing the flight. Last year for a stretch until we were forced to cancel flights because of the shutdown, we had about 50,000 flights without a single cancellation from March 30th until November. So, you know, people really appreciate,
wow,
if they planned, you want to get there. And sometimes we get you there late. but we get you there.
Well, amen
that's
to that.
What wow. people really care about.
Especially with some of the flights.
You're right. I always say it's just get me to point A to point
exactly.
B.
Exactly. You do it all the time. All right. So we'll go this direction. You know, your aviation career dates back, if folks don't know, to Morris Air in 1984. David, you know the aviation business in this sector, you know, as well as anybody out there. This week, the U.S. DOT greenlighted Allegiant's acquisition of rivals Sun Country Airlines. I guess that could have some impact on Breeze Airways. But really where I want to go with this is I'm curious to know your thoughts about a bigger airline merger being discussed. We know Scott Kirby, apparently he reached out to President Trump to take his temperature on United Airlines, possibly acquiring American Airlines. I've been expecting United, frankly, to go after your former airline, JetBlue, although I think a tie-up with Alaskan Airlines could be interesting for them. But specific to my question, any thoughts on the United Airlines-American Airlines merger? And do you think a deal at that large could get approved by Washington?
You know, it would seem to be a pretty high hurdle. You know, I guess I wouldn't count Scott Kirby out on anything because he is a brilliant person. And unless he thought he had a pathway to doing it, I can't imagine that he would even take it this far. So he may know a lot of things that maybe all of us don't know. But it's not just the U.S. approval. You're also going to have European approval. And I would think that if it was just U.S., maybe there's a chance. But when you have to get other approvals, it may make it more difficult. But time will only tell.
Yeah, I guess so.
I'm going back to Breeze Airways. let's talk about the loyalty program. You've made some significant enhancements this year. Can you just touch on a few of the highlights for our listeners tuned in?
Yeah, I mean, we launched a new program, and obviously it's just like the other airlines, it's heavily tied into our Breezy Rewards card, and we have different levels, and I don't need to go through all the levels, and the top level is right. Breezy Club. We have people making their way there. And you would say, well, why in the heck does someone need another wallet, another card in their wallet? We all have so many. But because we have so many routes where we have no nonstop competition, what we found is that people really gravitate towards our rewards program more. Because if you have a second home in that area, say we have routes where 30% of the people on our flights have second homes in the area where we fly. So. Mm-hmm. And so they depend on us more than if it was just, say, a Spirit or a Frontier where they're overlapped and have competition on virtually every single route they fly. So it makes our frequent flyer program, if there's a route, like I know people who live in Pittsburgh and have a home in Charleston, and their daughter's going to college there, and they just like, I can't tell you how that your route's changed our lives. And I say, get a credit card. I was in Punta Cana in the sauna talking to a couple, and they own a home in Portland, Maine, and they live in Charleston.
Yeah.
And they said, if you get rid of that route, we will die. And I said, well, go get a credit card.
Well, listen.
it's specific to each individual.
Right.
Yeah.
But that's what makes our frequent flyer program and our cards so important to those people that own a second home.
Yeah.
And
well, right now, and again, it is. I just want to let people know the Breeze Airways card is a Visa card, and right now we actually have it up here in the studio. There's like 50,000 Breeze points you can get when you sign up. But, Mary, it makes me think about the conversation we had with Hilton CEO Chris Nassetta. We were there in his office,
mm-hmm.
and he said, he's got a home down in Charleston. And Charleston must be the place. You and I have to get out mm-hmm. of the New York City area.
Clearly that's where we need to go. Back to Charleston.
Breeze will take us right out of White Plains. We like that. Well, listen. There's so many other things we could get into, new routes, other opportunities and so forth for Breeze. But unfortunately, I do say, David, this is the fastest 2 hours in travel. It seems to be week after week and just get faster. So we want to thank you very much. We look forward to doing this again. You're always welcome on the program. Congratulations on the successes that you're having there at Breeze Airways. And we appreciate the extended time today. So enjoy the weekend, okay?
Thank you so much. Appreciate it.
Thank you. Take care.
Thank you.
All right, take care.
Enjoy the weekend.
Thank you. Bye.
All right. Well, Mary, there goes David Neeleman. Always enjoy the conversation. Never have enough time,
and
even in the extended situation.
Amazing what he has built with Breeze Airways.
Looking at the website, folks, here in our studio, here are some of the markets this show has heard that they serve. Birmingham, Burlington, Dallas-Fort Worth, Texas.
Wilkes-Barre, Pennsylvania, Atlantic City, New Jersey, Brownsville, Texas.
We've got Denver, Greenville, South Carolina, Key West, Madison, Wisconsin.
Columbus, Ohio, Erie, Pennsylvania, Providence, Rhode Island.
Norfolk, Phoenix, Pittsburgh, San Antonio.
Salisbury, Ocean City, Maryland, New Haven, Connecticut. Connecticut, Fayetteville, Arkansas,
San Francisco, Tri-Cities, Washington, D.C., Wilmington, and we can just go on.
Huntsville, Alabama, Lincoln, Nebraska, Memphis, Tennessee, and Pensacola, Florida. I think you get the point. All right, we're going to take this show into a sponsor's break. In 10 minutes, Robert and I showcase Missouri for today's Destination Spotlight. But up next, RJ drives in for the open road. The show returns in 3 minutes.
The world of travel never stops, and you can always find us 24/7 at rmworldtravel.com. Stay tuned. We're back after these messages.
Hey, everyone. Robert here to share some important information with you. Listen, whenever or wherever you travel, we want you to be protected like we are at travelguard.com/carry. Don't put your finances, personal well-being, or your time at risk. Travel safe, travel smart, travelguard.com/carry. It's cents on the dollar compared to what travel costs. Plus, you'll have a skilled team available to you 24/7 to pretty much take care of any situation you encounter. Check them out and get protected before you head out at travelguard.com/carry. Or, as always, just go to rmworldtravel.com, look under sponsors. You know, we all want a security system that keeps trouble away, not one that just tells you something bad has already happened. That's why we say there's no safe like Simply Safe. And whether you're traveling somewhere near or far, have peace of mind that your home or your small business is always being looked after. They have everything you need to make your place safe. Even when you're busy, you're asleep, you're on a plane, all monitored 24/7 by security professionals. It costs less than a dollar a day. As a show fan, go to simplysafe.com/carry. You'll save 50%. Or the other way to get there is just go to rmworldtravel.com. That's the show website. Look under sponsors.
With Mother's Day coming up, it's a great time to find a gift that actually fits into your mom's everyday life. Raycon's Everyday Earbuds Classic is packed with upgrades. They've got active noise cancellation, multi-point connectivity, so you can pair with two devices at once, and a super comfortable ergonomic design that stays put. Celebrate the moms in your life and go to buyraycon.com/carry to get 15% off the Everyday Earbuds Classic. That's buyraycon.com/carry for 15% off the Everyday Earbuds Classic, or find that link at rmworldtravel.com.
Hear that? That's Mike. He took ZzzQuil Pure Z's, so now he's sleeping soundly on a Sunday night. ZzzQuil Pure Z's are fast-acting melatonin gummies with a complimentary botanical blend to help Mike get the sleep he needs to wake up refreshed and ready to conquer Monday.
Let's do this Monday.
ZzzQuil Pure Z's, just for sleep. Really great sleep.
These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. These products are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Use as directed.
Hey, everyone. Robert and Mary here to share the news that we've partnered with Regent Seven Seas Cruises, and we want you to go experience for yourself exactly why they're so renowned for offering top-notch luxury ocean cruising that's unrivaled at sea.
Regent delivers the most inclusive luxury experience at sea, with always included unlimited shore excursions, exquisite dining, including all specialty restaurants at no added cost, unlimited beverages, fine wines, craft cocktails, and specialty coffees, and unlimited access to the spa facility, free Wi-Fi, valet laundry services, and the list keeps going.
Besides their fleet of modern ships, with more on the way, we appreciate the quality entertainment and enrichment experiences they offer on board, and all gratuities are prepaid, so you're never reaching for your wallet.
You'll be hearing us broadcast from their new Seven Seas Grandeur, and as part of our alliance with them, you can even come travel with us aboard Seven Seas Grandeur as well for a big Let's Go America tour in the Southern Med in October of 2026.
For more information, visit rssc.com/rmworldtravel, or just go to our website, rmworldtravel.com. Look under sponsors, folks.
Happy travels, everyone.
To participate in the program, log on anytime to rmworldtravel.com. Once again, this is your RM World Travel Connection.
All right, welcome back to the show, everybody. This is RJ Carey here with the Open Road on RM World Travel. Very nice to have David Neilman on the broadcast, certainly a very great figure in the aviation industry. I'm hoping his latest venture at Breeze will be able to come up with something even better than those blue chips in the JetBlue days. If you know, you know. But folks, if you're traveling this spring, there is a good chance you will end up standing in an airport rental car lot at some point. And we're going to get into the ins and outs of that today. But first, this portion of the program is sponsored by buyraycon.com/carry. Now, with Mother's Day coming up in 3 weeks, May 10th, write it down, it is a great time to find a gift that actually fits into your mom's everyday life. Raycon's Everyday Earbuds Classic are a thoughtful Mother's Day gift that will easily fit into her routines, if not accentuate them. Right now, they are 15% off a pack with upgrades such as active noise cancellation, multi-point connectivity so you can pair with up to two devices at once, and a super comfortable ergonomic design that stays put in your ear no matter what you're doing. There are also fun new colors like cotton candy, mango, cool mint, rose gold. Very creative with the names. They deliver the same premium audio quality as the big brands, but here's the kicker, at half the price. So let's celebrate the moms in your life. Go to buyraycon.com/carry to save 15%, or find a direct link, as always, at rmworldtravel.com under sponsors. So as I was saying, there you are off the plane, looking at rows of vehicles, wondering why the car you booked doesn't seem to exist. Well, here's the thing. That's not bad luck. It's not, you know, flying in on a rough day. That is the system working exactly as it's designed. And once you understand how it actually works, which hopefully by the end of today you will, you can make it work better for you. Now, here's what most people don't know going in. What looks like a competitive marketplace, tons of brands at the airport, is actually one of the most consolidated industries in American travel. There are three corporate groups that control almost everything you see under those different signs. Enterprise Holdings runs Enterprise, National, and Alamo. Hertz Corporation covers Hertz, Dollar, and Thrifty, and Avis Budget Group operates Avis Budget and Payless. Nine brands, three owners. The competition is largely cosmetic. And that structure matters when you're trying to understand why your experience at the counter often feels indistinguishable from one brand to the next. Now, within that system, your reservation doesn't guarantee you a specific car, with some exceptions, like with our friends over at Sixt, but broadly, it only guarantees a classification. Size code, basically. A midsize SUV can mean anything from a base model front-wheel drive crossover to something a step above, depending really on what came back that day, how recently it was processed, and when you showed up. The vehicle you selected visually when you booked is basically a suggestion. Now, inventory is managed from one thing, and that's turnover speed. At high-volume airports, cars are being returned, processed, sent back out in very short windows. The big three rental companies spend millions upon millions of dollars every month just in oil changes on their fleets, and the cars don't rest, which is why timing matters more than most travelers account for. Midday is generally your best window. Returns are flowing back in, the fleet is being refreshed, and selection is at its widest. Late-night arrivals, especially after delays, mean you're working with what's left, and what's left, usually what nobody else wanted. The categories that get hit hardest are the ones most people default to: economy cars, midsize SUVs. They're booked first, cycle fastest, show the most wear by mid-rotation. And while, you know, this is all pretty well known and probably not groundbreaking news to you, but it brings me to what I consider to be the sleeper reservation for most rental car scenarios: the minivan. Now, I know, hear me out. At major business travel airports, your O'Hare's, DFW's, Atlanta's, minivans are consistently among the least requested vehicles in the lot. Business travelers aren't putting them on their expense reports, which means they sit, they're clean, they've been lightly used, and the sliding doors make loading bags effectively easier than wrestling luggage into the back of a crossover. And if you're traveling with a group or you just have lots of gear, the comfort difference over a stuffed midsize is real. The caveat, and this matters, is destination. So this is not a one-size-fits-all tip. At family-oriented airports like Orlando, Anaheim, or any market that's heavily trafficked by vacation travelers with kids, well, then steer clear. Those minivans are working overtime, and it shows. But at a business funnel airport, it's often the best-kept secret in the lot. The same logic applies to premium sedans: less demand, lower turnover, better condition, a little bit more expensive, but frequently sitting available when the midsize aisle is picked over. And yes, you'll be able to fit all your bags into a premium sedan just fine. Now, another thing that's more important than ever with airport rentals is protecting yourself. Most rental companies employ full-on AI-powered 3D scanners that map your car as you drive through the return line. Learn to document your cars yourself at pickup and drop-off. This takes 90 seconds, and it matters a lot more than it used to. The rental car companies really are sticklers for the details. Before you pull out of the lot, pull out your phone, shoot a continuous video walk around the entire car, and do the same thing at drop-off. Time-stamped video is far harder to dispute than a verbal disagreement at the counter later on. Rental damage claims have become a far more significant issue at high-volume locations, and a short video basically removes you than a verbal disagreement at the counter later. Now, at the end of the day, the underlying reality of airport car rentals is this. The system is built for efficiency, not personalization, not you. Thousands of travelers are coming in, standardized categories, but once you understand how the inventory flows in and where you actually have leverage, you're going to find yourself basically scratching your head a lot less at the end of the day, and actually enjoy your trips a lot more. Now, I'm RJ Carey. This has been The Open Road on RML Travel. Don't go anywhere, as up next is the Destination Spotlight. It's on the Show Me State, Missouri, so don't go anywhere. Like I said, we'll be right back.
Join the travel duo and team by accessing the show anytime, anywhere at rmworldtravel.com. We'll be right back. Stay connected with us anytime, anywhere at rmworldtravel.com. Now, back to America's number one travel radio show.
All right, as today's broadcast extravaganza rolls right along, folks, you've already heard the Chief Travel Leader conversation with David Neelman. RJ just brought you the latest Open Road on airport rental cars. Now it's time for the 163rd Destination Spotlight as we focus on America's 24th state that was admitted to the Union back in 1821, and we're sponsored by Colette.
When you go guided and you travel with Colette, they simply do it right. Why? Well, their tours are designed by travelers for travelers. Booking a tour with them means you're going to get to experience all the joy, wonder, and exhilaration of the destination without the stress, worry, and anxiety that can often come with coordinating complicated travel plans.
A leader in guided travel since 1918, Colette operates tours to suit every type of travel situation, pretty much anywhere you want to go. From small group tours and river cruises to destination gyms, every Colette adventure includes terrific accommodations, dining, and transportation, knowledgeable tour managers, must-sees, and built-in free time. Don't sweat the small stuff, folks. Let Colette do it for you at gocolette.com or check out rmworldtravel.com. Look under sponsors.
And now we're headed back to the show hotline for this e-block as Stephen Fouts, Missouri's Director of Tourism, is patiently waiting to join us.
Well, he is indeed. Welcome, Stephen. Nice to have you aboard America's number one travel radio show today.
Thank you so much for having me today.
You know, what we love about this segment of our show is America is truly blessed with such diverse states. When I think of the many times that I've been out to Missouri, all the things that are available for travelers to experience in the Show Me State, I mean, it's vast. From Kansas City to St. Louis, Springfield to Columbia, Independence to Branson, the capital of Jefferson City. I mean, I want you to touch on some of the diversity across your state.
You hit it right on the head. Variety is the word we use to describe the Show Me State, and we really believe that we can deliver on that promise.
So speaking of variety, let's talk a little bit about food tourism. Coming up next hour during our preferred travel panel, we're actually going to be discussing culinary travel, Stephen, and ways that food impacts where we go and where we visit. And Robert, you and I have been to Kansas City, Missouri for great barbecue. St. Louis has its own take on pizza with the Prevelle cheese, which is quite a staple. That's a lovely, wonderful. I had to bring it up, Stephen. I'm sorry.
Thin crust pizza, like the Chicago style.
But that Prevelle cheese, if you go to Missouri, you have to try it. You've got toasted ravioli that's popular in Missouri, and of course the gooey butter cake. And you know, you can't think of St. Louis and not think of Anheuser-Busch. How much does the food and the culinary scene impact travel and tourism to the state?
Well, Missouri's unique food offerings certainly are one of the things that bring people to our state and one of the things people enjoy most when they're here. And you, again, hit the nail on the head with some of those things. For me, it doesn't get any better than barbecue, and while Kansas City is perhaps the most well-known location for it, you find great barbecue across Missouri. St. Louis has a great spin on barbecue. They really lean into things like pork steaks and pork ribs. Southwest Missouri and southeastern Missouri have some great barbecue locations in Branson and small towns like Dexter in southeastern Missouri. And here in the center part of the state, we have a couple of really great locations. And then I think you find we have a lot of international flair. You know, Missouri is kind of a cultural melting pot. So you see that we have influences from German, French, Italian. The Hill in St. Louis, of course, is one of the largest Italian neighborhoods in the country, and they have a lot of great restaurants there. So while we're known for barbecue and things like toasted ravioli, which is probably my personal favorite thing, there are a lot of great opportunities for culture, for food, foodies here in Missouri.
Let's talk about this. Because, you know, Route 66 from Chicago to Santa Monica, it's just over 2,400 miles or so. About 320 of those miles go through Missouri. You also have the Ozarks that are big for travelers, Silver Dollar City in Branson. It's consistently ranked as a top theme park in the country. And I would say seeing a baseball game there at Busch Stadium like we have in St. Louis, looking out at the St. Louis Arch, there may not be a better backdrop, frankly. So what is your office rank as some of the top things to do when visiting Missouri?
Well, we like a lot of things, and there's no better way to get tourism folks in trouble than to ask them to start ranking things. But, again, you've touched on some of the most popular things that we have. Silver Dollar City, of course, a very popular theme park, always ranked as you noted, one of the best in the country. The Missouri Ozarks offer a wonderful opportunity to get outdoors and explore. We have beautiful, crystal-clear rivers and streams that are ideal for floating and canoe trips. The major metropolitan areas, but you know, our small towns have a lot of charm as well. And up and down Route 66, which celebrates its 100th year this year, you get a little bit of everything. We have large cities like St. Louis on one end and Springfield on another, and then as you cross the state, you have smaller communities like Pulaski County, where there's a new neon park. and Lebanon, where there's a Route 66 museum, Merrimack Caverns in Stanton. There's just so many great things to see across Missouri, a mural park in Joplin.
Well, this leads.
You really can find something to suit every travel MO here in the show.
Absolutely. It's great for families. All right, last question for us. We've been focusing heavily on America's 250th birthday. Anything happening in Missouri? Is Missouri going to be celebrating big, Stephen? And you have about 20 seconds.
Sure. If you want to see a great fireworks show here for July 4th in the Show Me State, no better place than the Gateway Arch in St. Louis and then at the Liberty Memorial in Kansas City, which there's a World Cup game on July 3rd and then fireworks at the Memorial on July 4th. It's going to be an amazing weekend.
Well, of course, you got to have some good barbecue with that, too.
And the toasted ravioli.
Exactly.
I'm with you, Stephen.
Yes. You're going to go. You're going to be well-fed. And Mary, this sets us up for the next segment that's coming up next hour.
It certainly does.
Stephen, thank you very much. Really appreciate your time. Enjoy the weekend and the Show Me State. Really enjoy it. Thank you.
Thank you so much for having me. Enjoy your weekend.
Thank you so much. Take care.
Bye.
All right. Well, Mary, Stephen, he showed us. The Show Me State showed us.
He absolutely did. And he also brought out a lot of the smaller communities in Missouri, too.
So the website, folks, to plan your own travels there is just visitmo.com. Visitmo.com. When we return with Hour 2 in just a few minutes, the Preferred Travel Panel will fill these national airwaves. A Rudy Riff and listener emails on Utah are also still to come today. Keep those radios locked in. Don't forget you can catch the show live or anytime at rmworldtravel.com.
You've been listening to award-winning RM World Travel, America's number one travel radio show on the SSI Radio Network.